it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do to pay tribute to a friend or a family member? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us how you pay tribute to a friend or a family member. Steve Viggs, we have one rockaholic on hold who pays tribute through music. And we're going to hear more about that in just a moment. But first, Joe Dredd, you're in White Center this morning. How do you pay tribute to a friend or family member?
Oh, good morning, guys. When I was 18, I met this other fellow musician. I started playing in a band with him. And he's like 10 years my senior. But I wound up rooming with the guy for a few years. And he's just a hell of a nice guy and became my rock and roll mentor. He taught me a lot of things growing up about rock. And he passed away about 20 years ago. So my last dog that I got, I thought, you know what? I want to name my dog after Gary. So my dog's name is Mr. Gary Wilson.
That's the full name?
Yes. He's legally, his name is Mr. Gary Wilson.
Do you call him by his full name when he's in big trouble?
Of course I do.
Which, when we have a dog, is every freaking day.
Yes, it is.
That's, my daughter did that for, she never met my original dog, Lucy, when I, you know, and I loved Lucy, like, but I would share pictures and stories. So when we got our new dog, and I'm like, what do you want to name our new dog? She said, Dad, I want to name our dog Lucy after your Lucy. And I was just like, oh, you're just wrecking me with this. But I thought that was so cool. But then we went to the vet, and we're like, okay, our new dog's Lucy. And they were like, well, you already had a Lucy. We need the full name. And I'm like, full name is Lucy Cupcake, because that's the full name. But I was like, that was a cool tribute to our old dog that Tatum thought of on her own.
206-803-ROCK, Micah DeBeast. What do you do to pay tribute to a friend or family member?
What's happening, guys? So, you know, when I'm out playing my ukulele gigs, I like to close every show with a cover of the song Piano Man, only I play it Ukulele Man. So there's a line in the song where he says, John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. Every time I perform that song, I say Nick at the bar is a friend of mine. And that is in honor of a good friend of mine who left this world far too early named Nick Cameron, who was, in fact, a champion, like award-winning bartender and also one of the most beautiful souls I've ever known in this world. And so I always try to change the lyric just a little bit to keep him around with me when I'm playing.
I'm a freaking arm. I got goosebumps right now.
That's so awesome.
That's a great reason
Thanks,
for you doing
Micah.
That. And also, I at least we can cover from calling it Ukulele Man. I'm like, what are you doing here? But then you have a great reason for it.
For sure.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
I hope the beating Steve Miggs is on your list of things to do today. This man has 326 wins, 105 losses, and 94 ties.
Why would that be on someone's list of things to do today?
Why wouldn't it be? 206-803-ROCK. Call now if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.